We continue while learning Lilinish Mastavi Bemanachabish and Ram Yaakov Bibrikosolio. We're in Kalin Perikimo, Mishnehei. Hatofil Klicheres Habori. Here we have a Klicheres Bari. It's a healthy earthenware vessel. It's not damaged, structurally sound, and a person is Tofil. He puts a coating on it anyway. So, what's the status here of that coating with respect to Tumah? After all, the Kli does not need this in order for it to remain structurally intact. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Mitamim. Rabbi Shimon say it's Tameh. We'll see what that means. Means, if you put a coating on a healthy kli, it's tahor, and if it's on a weaker kli, a weakened kli, tameh, then it's going to be tameh. So, a little background, the different explanations in the Mefarshim, what exactly this tefillah, this coating is accomplishing, halachically speaking. So the Baritonira here says, what does it mean metamin? According to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, im nitma ha-kli me'aviro, let's say the airspace of the kli became tamin from the airspace, a dead sheretz was hanging in the airspace. Timeim ochlim umashkim shenogu b'tfeila. If food or drink or liquid would touch the coating of the kli, that food or drink would become tamim b'nei she'chashuva k'kli atzmo, because that coating is considered part of the kli itself. And since the kli becomes tamim, the kli no doubt is susceptible to tumah. But even the coating is, because it's considered part of the kli. Others claim that it's not so much that the coating is part of the kli, but rather it serves as a yad, as a handle to the kli, which also means that it's susceptible to tumah. But the laws of Yados and the Kli itself are not exactly the same, so there would be nafkaminas, practical difference between whether we give it the status of a Yad, this coating, or the status of the Kli itself. And once again, the case, of course, is when it's a Kli Cheres Habari, where the coating is not really necessary. Nonetheless, Rabbi Meir and Shimon say, it is Tami, part of the Kli or a Yad of the Kli. Chachamim Omrim, Hatofil Es Habari Torah. The Chachamim disagree. They say, if you are putting a coating on a completely healthy Kli, it says you're not doing anything. It's completely unnecessary. So it's not a Yad. It's not part of the Kli itself. And therefore, let's say, like the Bar Tanuah's case, the dead sheretz was in the airspace of the Kli. So yes, the tumah, the kli becomes tummy, but doesn't affect the coating that's outside. Not only that, if let's say now there's food or liquid that touches the coating of the kli, so the kli does, that food or liquid doesn't become tummy, because it didn't touch the kli, it touched the coating. The coating is not considered part of the kli at all. In fact, now it's the chatzitza. According to the Chachamim, it's an interposition between the liquid and the food that touches the kli itself, because it didn't touch the kli itself, so it doesn't become tummy at all. There is a general principle known as kolam achubar la tummy tummy. Anything that's attached to a tummy kli is tummy as well. So and would be susceptible, meaning it's susceptible to tumah. So this case is an exception. That's usually true. When we say kolam achubar la tummy tummy, that's when that whatever is mechubar, whatever is attached to the kli, has some type of purpose. But this doesn't serve any purpose according to the Chachamim at all. It's just a coating on a kli that's completely healthy, completely intact, and therefore it's going to be tahor. But ves hara'ua, but if a coating is needed, where it's ra'u, it's weak, it's damaged, it needs to be reinforced, so then that becomes part of the kli, the coating or yad to the kli, and therefore the Chachamim would agree, if it's ra'u'a, if it's weak, a weakened kli, tameh, v'chein b'chidok ha'keruya. Then the Mishnah concludes by saying, this same machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon on the one hand, and the Chachamim on the other, regarding the coating, is the same thing that we have when it comes to chiduk, reinforcing a keruya, which is a gourd. Which is, imagine like a large pumpkin. So you make it a gourd shell, and people would hollow it out, and they would use it as a kli to draw water, like a bucket. So people were afraid that maybe it would be damaged, so in advance, people would reinforce it with something wood or iron, some type of handle to make sure that if it fell, it wouldn't crack. So therefore, the Mishnah says that I want to let you know that the same thing is true here. The Baritunah explains regilim lahadek sivivosel be eagle shall eat some type of hoop or something made of wood or shall barzel iron kadesh lo tishaver empty gof bevin. If it falls on a stone, this way it won't get damaged. So explains the Baritunah the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon demitamin bitfelas habari. They who said that if you coat a completely healthy kli, it's still that coating is susceptible to tumah, becomes tummy just like the kli, mitamanaf pazu. They would say the same thing is true over here. Which means what? That material, that iron or wood that you reinforce the kli with, would be just like the kli. V'afilu haisak kerik beria, even though that gourd was a pumpkin was completely healthy. V'achachamim omrim, no, it depends. Im haisak kruya beria, if it was healthy, intact, v'enatshicha le'ogal, that it didn't need this hoop, a wooden or iron hoop. Zelo chashiv ha'ugal kegufa shel kruya, then that hoop that you're using is not considered part of the gourd itself. And therefore, v'mitmeis ha'keruya alone in ha'ogel. That's the same machlokes would apply where you reinforce this pumpkin. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Yablis. Yablis is some type of min esev sheshmo yabla. That's what the Bar Tanura says. It was some type of moist grass. Urigilim la'toach bo ha'kados ha'gedolos. People would usually reinforce the large pitcher shelo yiflutu hayayin shemizian. So whatever wine that sweats literally, it perspires, it comes out. This would protect it so that the wine would stay in. So yablish atoflin ba'es ha'pitasin. Pitasin are our large earthenware casks for water, for wine, whatever they would store in there. So this yablis that you spread around on the outside, hanogeva tame, if you touch that, you're going to be tummy. What does that mean? If there's food, let's say, that touches this coating, this type of grass that's coating this kli, assuming the kli is tummy, so that whatever touches it, the food that touches it, will come tummy as well. Why? Because this yablis is preventing the liquid from coming out. And that would weaken it, of course. So we assume that has the same status as the kli. And since this yablis really needs this, the kli needs the, since the pitas rather needs the yablis as a coating in order to prevent any of the liquid seeping out. So therefore, even the chachamim, the previous mishnah, would say that no doubt the coating, that would be like the coating on a kli that's ra'ua, that's weak. The same thing would be true over here. And therefore, hanogea ba tameh migufas chavis eino chibur. This is an interesting chiddush. If you have a stopper of a barrel. So one would have thought the stop of the barrel is part of the barrel. So we say, no, it's not halachically connected to the barrel regarding the halachas of tumah. So if let's say the barrel or the stopper becomes tameh, so that doesn't spread to the other part. If its stop becomes tameh, the kli doesn't become tameh. The kli becomes tameh, the stopper doesn't become tameh. So that's what it means. The Mishnah says, eino chibur, it's not considered an attachment. It's not considered a yad. This way, because you can remove it, and it's a separate kli completely. Hanogea b'tipulo shel tanur tameh. But if a person touches the coating on a tanur, on an oven, the earthenware ovens would put a clay coating. That would to allow it to retain its heat. So that helps in the functioning of the oven itself. So therefore, it's halachically part of the oven, and therefore, everyone would agree, even the chachamim, if there's tumah, let's say the oven became tumah from a dead mouse, dead sheretz, in the airspace, so tumah, now the coating of clay becomes tumah as well, and if there's any food or liquid that touches that coating, it will become tumah as well.